Republican Mike DeWine and Democrat Richard Cordray went head-to-head in their first debate in the race for governor. The two traded jabs in what escalated into a heated debate over their records. DeWine didn't pull any punches against Cordray.
You know, Richard, you're all talk and you do nothing. You've been a failure at every job you have ever had.
And Cordray came out swinging from the start.
He believes that after 42 years in politics, he's entitled to be governor.
The two seasoned politicians vying for the state's top office battled over several issues, ranging from economic development and college affordability to the opioid crisis. Cordray says he would support cracking down on drug trafficking while diverting more money to treatment centers. He then went after DeWine, who served as Ohio's attorney general for the last 8 years, for wanting to appoint an opioid czar if he were governor.
Newsflash, we've had an opioid czar in Ohio for the past 8 years, and his name is Mike DeWine. When you see him, tell him he's done a lousy job.
DeWine counters by saying the opioid epidemic started under Cordray's watch as AG.
Absolutely amazing, Richard. Absolutely amazing. When you left the Attorney General's office, we already had a crisis in the drug problem. You did absolutely nothing.
DeWine went on to say that Medicaid expansion, which he supports with changes he hasn't fully outlined, will continue to help fund programs for people with an addiction in Ohio. The two went on to spar over gun control. DeWine says he has a detailed plan in place to help reduce gun violence. The plan includes putting a mental health expert in every school, updating criminal records, and supporting the so-called red flag law, which confiscates guns from a person exhibiting violent behavior.
I support the red flag law as long as there are constitutional protections, as long as there is, in fact, due process.
Cordray criticized DeWine's plan as skirting the actual issue of regulating guns.
You have never been willing to push the legislature at all to make any progress on taking guns out of the hands of criminals, taking guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, taking guns out of the hands of domestic violence abusers.
DeWine and Cordray found themselves on opposite ends when it comes to abortion, and both were asked how they would handle the heartbeat bill, which would ban an abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Cordray says he would veto the bill.
A woman's right to choose, a woman's right to make her own personal health decisions should be protected in Ohio.
DeWine says he would sign the bill.
I am pro-life. I believe that government exists to protect the most vulnerable people. That includes the unborn as well as the born. I think for any woman in a troubled pregnancy, we have to work with her. We have to help her. We have to give her any assistance that we can.
The topic of recreational marijuana is one that could possibly come up in the next 4 years for whoever becomes governor. With a failed ballot issue a few years ago and a law on medicinal marijuana in effect, though the program isn't operational yet, both candidates were asked what they thought about recreational use. DeWine says states that have legalized pot are seeing a major backlash with an increase in use among young people.
I'm against it. I will veto it. It is wrong. I went to Colorado to look how it's working out there, and you should take that trip yourself. It's an absolute disaster. You have babies, you little toddlers, who are going to the emergency room because they were eating gummy bears that had marijuana in it.
You have been living in the past, and you're still living in the past.
Cordray believes it should go to the voters.
I have said it should be on the ballot because I respect the voters of the state who voted it down. When it goes to the ballot, I will cast my vote yes to legalize it. But I think it should be put to the voters of the state, and that's an appropriate thing to do.
The two traded familiar barbs when it comes to ECOT, the online charter school that overbilled the state by more than $80 million, and on State Issue 1, which would reduce prison sentencing for nonviolent drug offenders in favor of treatment. In Dayton, Andy Chow, for the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.